I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably should.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Second Shot Podcast. God damn it, I hate myself. I'm going to keep going with it. I've listened to myself do that so many times where I'm like, I need to either learn or just keep going with
just
it.
Just keep going with it. That's like, it'll be the slogan now for the show. God damn it, I hate myself.
I mean, anyone who listens to this is probably saying the same thing too.
God damn, George Dunn did it again. God damn, George Dunn did it again. Yeah.
What?
Lil Boat should come out of retirement soon. What's your name?
I'm a big fan of Little Schooner.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
It was Little Schooner. Lil Boat's his real nickname. Lil Yachty's
his
nickname.
Real nickname. What am I? I don't know. Lil Wiener?
I mean, I guess so.
Little Peener?
Lil Peener?
Yeah.
Lil Dungus?
Lil Dungus?
Dungus.
Lil. Have you heard that new Lil album? It's pretty good.
MC Pee Pizza.
MC Poop Pants.
Oh, yeah, that's already something.
Devin, how was your week?
It was a pretty good week. I had some phone troubles.
That was
cool. I got it.
Rice it up?
Well, I noticed this when we were recording Calhoun's episode, mm-hmm. Like I had these notes written down from when I was watching the American Dad episodes, and like so I was trying to refer to them throughout the show, and mm-hmm. like as I would set my phone down and pick it back up to reference them, there would be like another one that was like missing. It's really weird. It was like
a memory issue,
kind of like they were deleting themselves. Yeah, I thought it was a memory issue, and then all of a sudden I noticed a few days later my entire notes app was gone. And so I figured, like, oh, maybe if I delete some stuff, it'll, like, bring it back from the cloud or whatever. Mm. Unfortunately, I don't think they were on the cloud. Mm. And I couldn't download the Notes app again. And so I ended up taking it to the Apple Store.
Oh, you got those iPhones.
Got that iPhone, lame. Which I'm getting frustrated with. But I'm addicted to Apple.
They create an addiction. They, you know, if you don't have all of their products, it doesn't seem like it's not seamless, and that's what creates the frustration.
And if you don't have one of their products that's been released in like the last 5 years, you have to upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Android's kind of the same. Like Android doesn't like an iMac or something like that, but at least like it's a little bit more compatible. I don't know. Plus, Google's just more open-ended.
Yeah, it's technology.
Yeah. It's technology.
It's technology.
It's the second shot review of Apple. It's technology. So did you get a new phone or what happened?
Actually, I'm a whiny baby because they replaced my phone entirely.
Ooh.
So I got a brand new phone that didn't have a cracked screen.
Was it an iPhone 7?
Yes.
Is that what the new one is? I don't know.
Yes, it was the iPhone 7.
Got that big fingerprint one.
So I'm addicted all over again. Yeah.
Cool.
People are going to be cutting off my thumbs to get into my bank account.
All $5?
Yeah. Hey, there's more than five.
Sorry. I don't mean to offend you. Yeah. You got pizza money. I know that.
I got pizza money.
He's not part of pizza
money. I'm not part of pizza money.
Nor am I.
Last week I paid for pizza.
That's true. I don't know.
How was your week?
My week was okay. It's better than last week. I'm not a downer this week. I don't know what was going on with me last week. Well, I know what was going on with me last week, but I'm not as much of a downer.
Yeah. Time heals all wounds.
Yeah. My last Sad Boy show was this weekend. I'm a sad boy no more. I'm really trying to find a picture of
the Spider-Man. So you took it literally. You took it literally for your life. You quit the Sad Boys and you became not a downer at the same exact time.
Yeah. I'm funny again, guys. Or I'm trying to be funny still. I don't know which one. Whatever your perspective is, I guess. I'm trying to find a picture of the Spider-Man No More cover and then just putting the Sad Boy shirt over it with me walking away.
Yes, please do that. Please do that. How did
Jess
the last
Smith,
show go?
If you're listening, which I'm sure you are, that would be amazing.
He'll throw down.
Yeah.
He makes some good stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, the show went all right. You know, I was happy with it. you know, it was, we had some good sketches overall. I remembered all of my lines.
Great.
Which is cool.
That's excellent. Did Johnny Pretzels remember all of his lines?
Johnny Pretzels was not in this sketch.
Oh, okay.
They are trying to get me back for one more to have the death of Johnny Pretzels at the beginning, but I'm like, I don't want to lay on the stage for all day.
Oh, it's not like, that bad.
Oh, I know it's not that bad, but I'm like, you know what? I'm good. Like, I just, you know, I'm going to drive out to Kent to lay on the floor for an hour and not get paid.
I've done 90% of the times I've gone to Kent, I end up laying on the floor for 6 hours at least.
That's true.
So,
there's not much else to do in Kent.
Yeah. But anyway, that's cool.
Yeah. I watched The Bay on Mike Calhoun's request, sort of. It just kind of happened that we were just going to watch it. The movie was gross and creepy. It was like halfway and good and halfway bad. Like, it was never fully either.
Worth it to watch, though?
Yeah, it's a solid, you know, hour and a half if you got nothing else to do.
That's not bad.
I'm a big, like, I get creeped out by bugs, so any giant bug kind of thing, especially when I'm in a realistic scenario, is very gross to me.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Definitely gross.
Yeah. Well, this week, I don't know, we don't have much going on this week, so, I mean, this week we're going to be talking with Alexis Pokrant.
Okay.
I've known her since high school. I've known her for, Jesus, almost 15 years now.
Long time pal.
Yeah, she's like a sister to me at this point, which means I hate her. but she's coming on because she has an undescribable love for Paris Hilton that I've never been able to understand.
I have an opinion on this.
Yeah, I do too. But she's insistent that The Simple Life is a very good show. So we are going to watch a few episodes. I'm not sure what episode. She hasn't given us a list yet, but she'll be coming over in a little bit.
Word. I'm going to reserve my thoughts on that. My preliminary thoughts to.
Yeah. Overall, I'm just going to say, fuck it. I'm not like, this thing's a piece of shit. Like, let's see how it goes from here. Yeah. But like, yeah, I'm not looking forward to this.
Eh.
Luckily it's only probably going to be like two episodes, but,
and they're like probably 20 minutes long.
Yeah, I think it's a half hour show. I really hope it's not an hour long show.
I think every episode's like 20 minutes from what I remember, because it was on like NBC or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or Fox.
I think it was Fox. But yeah. But yeah, we will be back in a few minutes.
All right.
It takes someone with a lot of tough skin and nerve to live the cowboy way of life.
What?
Are you okay?
What is it? It's gonna climb
on
me.
It's a stick. There is no bug. I do not see a bug.
No, it was a bug with legs moving its butt around.
All right, guys. Welcome back. We just watched two episodes of The Simple Life. What were they? Season 1, episode 3?
3.
And season 2, episode 3.
4.
Episode 4?
Oh, yes. Episode 4. Okay. All right. I was going to be like, she likes some weird symmetry. Well, we've just brought in, unfortunately, Alexis Pokrant.
Hello.
Yo.
Hi, Alexis. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. I wish we could watch more Simple Life.
So I don't. Is this more defending?
You're like rubbing your face like you're just frustrated.
I have allergies, so I'll look frustrated no matter what I'm saying. Like,
and George is just always frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, like, are you defending more Paris Hilton in general or just this show? Is that?
Well, I'm not defending anything. I'm just showing it to you.
Oh, well, no,
to show you how amazing it is.
Well, you are kind of defending it. That's kind of the point of the show.
Well, I mean, they're two separate things. Paris Hilton is great as a person. Mm-hmm. I never thought I'd say
I'll let you talk.
But I thought we were doing The Simple Life, so I came from more a Simple Life perspective. I learned doing some research that, so it started in 2003, and Fox executives were looking for, like, a new type of comedy that was not scripted, and so they, like,
not
asked people to,
quotes.
You know, push the boundaries of their brain and come up with something crazy, and...
Thank you, Wikipedia.
They came up with that, yeah. Thank you. Based on Green Acres.
This is in no way based on Green Acres. They're like, oh, look, there's some weirdo, like, hillbilly guy.
It's the reverse of Beverly Hillbillies.
Well,
yeah,
so,
kind of.
So it starts out, it's supposed to be Paris Hilton and her sister but her sister was camera shy and did not want to do it.
Oh, poor.
Not anymore.
No.
What's her face?
Nicole or not?
Nikki.
Nikki Hilton.
Yeah.
Isn't she like, she does the same thing Paris does.
No, she doesn't.
I thought she got rich off like her own company or something before Paris.
She got married and pregnant and has a handbag line, I think, and has a book about style, but I don't really like her style, so.
You like Paris's better.
What? Okay. Yeah. What? Like, so I've known you for this long and I've never, ever understood your obsession with Paris Hilton.
She taught me to put makeup on my legs. And she also taught me that if you don't want to do anything,
just let her talk. It gets weirder, I promise you.
Yeah. If you don't want to do anything, you just pretend you don't know how to do it. And it's helped me so many things. Dishwasher.
Yeah, and we all hate you for it.
But I've never used the dishwasher.
Yeah, and we hate you for it.
But I've never done it.
In your entire life?
She does. She pretends that she doesn't know how to use it, which is like not even like start it, but like stack things in it.
I'm a server, and at work, I don't have to do any backups that involve liquid because I make too much of a mess when I put them into the containers. Oops.
That's not a good thing, Alexis. Like,
so you love Paris Hilton because she's a terrible role model.
Doesn't mean I'm feeble. It just means I selectively choose the chores that I want to do that makes me smart.
You choose, it's selective feebility.
Yeah.
Feebler. You're a selective feebler.
Hello. So anyway, so the simple life, they asked Nicole Richie.
She has none of this. She will not have any of it.
Yes, Paris Hilton.
She won't have any of this nonsense. That's why we watch the simple life.
She came up, okay, so she got Nicole Richie, Lionel Richie's adopted daughter, to come with her on this journey. They didn't know where they were going. They didn't have, they got their cell phones taken away, most of their money taken away. I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of, you know, they
it's a producer thing.
Yeah. And, but that was before cell phones were really big too. Like 2003. So like you couldn't, like, there was no Snapchat or Facebook or shit like that, you know? So you just called people on them. So you could just call them on a landline. And, they showed up in this small town and they just lived in this one room and a porch with a well in the middle of it. And they slept in the same bed and just hung out in Arkansas. And it's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Okay, what's your reaction? You need to defend something here. Yeah, you can't just like talk about
counterpoint.
It. Yeah, point counterpoint.
So this, I will say, this show is very obviously a comedy when you watch it. They're very obviously
good job, Fox.
No, not good job, Fox.
Well, that was their point.
Just because you set out to do what you did, what you set out to do, does not make it good. But. So they're very obviously hamming it up.
They're 21 and 22.
Okay, I was curious if they're.
Yeah, they were pretty young.
They had no, all the wardrobes themselves, all the kind of acting things. They obviously, are hamming it up. She's smarter in real life. She doesn't talk like that. You know, Nicole Richie's ridiculous, but.
Nicole Richie. So with this show, everybody has always given Paris Hilton like the shit. You know, she gets the brunt of everything. Nicole Richie is the absolute worst human being ever seen on television.
Are you kidding me? And she just came out on NBC. Great News. I just watched the pilot.
What the fuck is that?
The second episode today. It's every Tuesday at 9 p.m. on NBC. I think. Tuesday, Thursday, something with a T.
Bugs. Something with a T. Saturday.
She pivoted it to go from reality to like Month scripted day. Shit, you know?
Monday.
She's getting...
I love Monday TV.
Okay, so
I just like this show. I don't understand. Like, okay,
because nobody knew what it's like. Celebrity wasn't the same thing back then. You know, it wasn't like the Kardashians being dropped in the nowhere and everyone's like, running up for their autograph. This is just like people kind
of
reacting to
this is the
a different
dawn
lifestyle.
Of that, though.
Yeah, you know, so you get
this
to
is
see,
the beginning of it. This right. is what created it.
Right.
It's not a good thing. I mean, it's like so. Like, okay, so this is obviously like it. It's very scripted. Like, I mean, they're it's loose. It's improvised.
The more, as you go from season to season, it gets more scripted and they get more bonuses and, you know, their cell phones are just hidden from them and aren't taken away.
This is like, so, spoiler alert, I love The Simple Life season one.
You son of a bitch!
I like this.
I played coy
so
the
upset
entire time.
All day.
That's because of the allergies.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
But... So I watched, I was 14 years old when this show came on and my mom loves reality shows. Like I kind of want to have her on to like, cause she only watches like Sister Wives and Real Housewives and
See, I don't do any stuff. Of that, though.
Just the original. You like the OG reality
And the Kardashians, show. That's like another show.
That's worse.
That's a separate reason. Okay.
We'll probably have to do an episode of that at some point. Because we're doing Kanye, too. But...
I do like Kanye. And then when he dresses up as an Easter rabbit on the Kardashians.
Oh, I can't.
I didn't know that existed, but I want to see a picture of it.
Or there's this great Instagram feed called Kanye Doing Things.
Okay, cool.
Well, I mean, it's just pictures of him doing things. One of them's him being dressed up as an Easter rabbit.
This is the TV show version of the Instagram of Kanye doing things. Because it's like, hey, look at these celebrities do this. Especially the second season, because it's road trip.
But I wish I could have shown you more than two, because like you've seen the first season.
I remember actually watching that episode of the second season as well. I might have watched some of the second season.
It's legit. Like Nicole Richie does not know how to drive. She didn't learn how to drive for a very long time. So Paris Hilton has to drive across country from Florida to LA.
I didn't remember that.
And
part.
They don't have it on any of the DVDs. I had this taped on VHS, but I think I donated it. But they had Paris Hilton like they had it like her learning how to drive in that pink truck, you know, and she had to go through the cones and back up in reverse and. You know, everything else. And on the show, they...
Exhilarating television. Just watching something that a teenager
I know, I wish they had that as a bonus on DVD. But, you know, like, it's like she had to learn how to drive this big old truck with this big old, you know, Airstream behind it. And they live with different people. And, yeah, you have to...
Well, that's the second season.
Yeah, you have to go and you get interviewed. They, you know, you casting call for the weirdest family in town and... But it's all legitimate, and it's still new, and it's just people interacting with each other, and them just being...
So, as a 14-year-old boy, like, I fucking loved this show. Like, it was hilarious to me, because I was a smart kid in high school, so I liked to make fun of, like, these
it's
chicks.
Smart humor, right?
This is not smart humor.
It was not smart humor. It was me indulging in my deepest, darkest desires of just, like, making fun of
Nicole Richie made two hillbilly boys kiss. I think that's smart humor.
What is... Oh, my God.
They're progressive and forward.
There are times where I'm like...
In 2003, mind you.
I don't know how
I don't care how much steroids you do. But as a 14-year-old, I love to make fun of them. I love laughing at their stupidity. And also, I was like, I loved in the first season when they're talking about, like, when they didn't know what Walmart was. And she's like, what, they sell, like, wall stuff there? I'm like, ha, you fucking idiot.
And you remember that, and that was... Well, like, what's quick math?
Like
14
this episode,
years ago? 14 plus 3 13? Equals 17.
The first episode 14. Where they're like, what is this? It's a paycheck. Well, what do we do with it? You deposit it. Where? In the bank. I'm like, no, you don't fucking not know what a bank is. You're fucking like all about credit cards. That's like the only thing you do. Like, no. Okay, I get it. You're fucking playing it up. But God damn it. It's so.
Well,
like,
it was 2000. It was the early times.
But they
the
had
best
to.
Of times it was the worst.
They had to
of
have
times.
Also had some type of like understanding that people are going to think this is their real self. This is like their reputation. So like, how much were they hamming it up versus how much of this was them? And this is how they wanted to portray themselves. Like when Nicole Richie was like, "I don't live. I want to pay. I pay somebody to live for
me."
Well,
she was just being a bitch to that guy. But I mean, she had just gotten out of rehab. That's why she's like pork here.
Okay. Well, so I feel bad attacking.
No, it's all right. And I think Paris Hilton
still attack her.
Nicole Richie wrote this fiction in air quotes book.
Okay.
Called The Truth About Diamonds, and it was about this girl not named Nicole Richie, but Nicole Richie was friends with her, who was adopted by a famous musician, and then went to rehab, and then did a reality show with a famous blonde socialite that did a lot of drugs. So it's pretty much the same thing. But, so I don't know, apparently Paris Hilton was supposedly high a lot of the time.
It doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
But, you know, they were younger. But she has, like, a totally different voice. You know, it's all, like, a total act. Like, it's her, I don't want to say brand, because I feel like her brand's evolved now.
I just don't understand why someone, like, I get it, it sells. But why would you even want that to be your brand? Like again, it sells, but, like,
when you're 20... I mean,
yeah, but it's an act of desperation. It's like, I can't respect someone like that. It's in the same way, like, I can't respect someone who's just like, I'm just a fat guy. I'm doing comedy. Look how fat I am.
What? Don't like, talk about Jordan like that.
Sorry. Sorry, Jordan.
It's my family.
well, what were you doing when you were 20?
I was probably just watching porn and Quentin Tarantino movies, but like, I mean, at least that seemed a little bit more intelligent.
All right,
like,
so that gets me back to my other point. I was a 14-year-old boy watching this show. This was like, I could watch porn and get away with it.
Yeah, their nips were hard, like, all of this.
There was hard nips. Oh, yeah,
they don't wear a lot of bras. I never knew.
There were some good upskirt shots, if I remember correctly. And jeez, I was a 14-year-old boy who, like,
especially when it's
this.
Blurred out, it's still, like, when you're 14, it's like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in fact, when it's blurred out, it's kind
of hot. I used to watch Scrambled Up Skinamax.
Oh, yeah, seeing that purple boob in the corner.
You could turn the dial a little bit so you could see a little bit more,
I couldn't turn
a dial. Not
it was
a clear
just
picture.
Cable,
but that was part of the reason I think I liked this show, and, it like...
I mean, I get that.
All it takes is like one like psychological thing to like have you hook onto something, and then also watching it with my mom, which was a pleasant time.
I watched it with my mom too.
That's weird and confusing. Watching the thing that sexually arouses me with my mom. But
I watched Prison Break at the same time with my mom, so I can't.
Did you get sexually aroused? That's the question.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Went with Miller's cool.
Yeah, exactly. But
Captain Cold.
Captain Hot.
Ooh, no, that's the other guy.
I've never seen Prison Break. Is that the one with Ryan Atwood from the OC?
No, that's the OC.
No, the one where he goes to jail.
Is he on that? I don't know. I've only seen the first season of Prison Break.
I forget. I used to watch that with my dad, but I don't remember much of it.
I didn't follow it.
My simple life story was I went to Canada.
We all have a simple life story.
I went to Canada
with my mom in the summertime, okay. And she was a French teacher, and so she was like, learning some French, and I forged my birth certificate and went to college with her, and because I was 16, so I pretend I was 18, and then every night...
You say these things like they're just casual things that people do.
Well, and then every night in the, like, common room, they would have the, you know, for the college students or whatever, they would have the TV, and I'd turn it on The Simple Life, and I'd watch that, and that's when I started watching South Park, too. It was the first time I ever... One of the first episodes I saw was Jared had AIDS.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was a good time.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, that's the thing. You kind of like, especially like reminiscing, we all hook onto things that like attach to our like happy place. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like happy place where you're discovering all these things. Like, me watching it with my mom, like, it was just, I mean, that was the thing we always did. Like, we used to watch, like, Nick at Night all the time. We'd watch all the old shows. You like Snick? Yeah. I watched Snick as well.
is that the adult
Saturday
version?
Saturday Night Nick.
Oh.
Yeah. Saturday
Jinx,
Night.
Jinx, you owe me
Saturday
a
Saturday Night Nick.
Featuring all that and other shows.
Keenan and Kel.
How's Amanda Bynes doing?
Not well.
But like the cool thing about The Simple Life is so they got to go in and they got to just be in, like, this normal America. And they just kind of got to, like, poke and, like, mess and, like, stir things around and kind of, like, fuck with it in a way that...
That's one thing I kind of don't like, in a sense. But also, it's like...
But not... They didn't do anything, like, that was super hurtful. And anything they did that cost money, I think the show replaced.
Well, yes. There's no way they made...
Thing.
Yeah, the Sausage Factory. Like, I mean, or, like, there's no way the crew just, like, all right, bye. Like, there's fucking meat on the ceiling.
We're going to let you put, like, dog food in our company's, like...
But they got publicity, dude.
I want to go to shut them down.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to go to that place.
So, like, there is this... Like, at least for the first episode, there is this sense of... Because it's 2003. It was probably being shot around...
Sense
right
of
after,
possibility.
Well, it was right after 9/11.
Less
know,
possibility.
Like,
2 years.
Well, I mean, 2002 it was being shot. So,
okay.
I mean...
Oh, yeah. That makes
and,
sense.
Like, I mean... You know, there were the sonic signs that United We Stand, and all that bullshit.
Yeah, that's
bullshit.
A good point. Yeah.
And there was a sense of, with the family that they were living with, like this kind of like, look at this Americana. It's everything's great here. It's just, this is what life should be. That's what I got the sense of. And then they would cut to Paris and Nicole in the club dancing and showing their pussy.
They did that for both episodes. It was very like kind of, I didn't mean for it to happen.
But it was very much like, look at these fucking idiots. And it seemed like it was trying to maybe be satirical, but it really wasn't. It wasn't hammering it, at least for me. Like, I'm like, but then the second episode, it seemed like, look at these big dummies. Like, look at this guy who has, Coke bottle glasses and cross-eyed. He's like, well, he's making fun of them. You know, like, let's feed him dog food, and that's how we're going to end the episode, these fucking dummies.
When he dove over the side of the pool after spraying him with the fire extinguisher, it was, like, one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's just, like,
But they do really good things. Like, they...
Like?
They had this one episode, they stayed with this old, like, Marine man who was married to this woman since, you know, high school, and he was, like, all retired and had gray hair and stuff now. And he didn't show his affection very well, and, you know, she was a woman, and she wanted some affection, so they kind of, like, helped him, and they sat down, and they wrote him, like, a poem that, like, rhymed and was kind of silly, but, like... You know, we sat down, he made her dinner, and, like, he had a rose, and he made her cry and stuff, and he read her this poem. It was, you know, it was sweet. And they bought that girl makeup and told her they should always buy new underwear when a guy comes over. And
yeah, a 13-year-old girl. Yeah, that's cool.
I remember
that's definitely not in any way reckless and teaching, just really fucking reckless.
It's hygienic. No, she's too young.
Think about all the think about all the jokes like on TV and stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
There are a lot of jokes on TV. That is true. I will say,
it would take a long time to think of all the jokes on TV.
I mean, there's a lot just in Seinfeld.
Well, no, like, so I don't watch much TV. Like, I went back like a year or two ago and I watched like an episode or two of Two Broke Girls. Like, that stuff gets raunchy and that's for families.
Yeah, but they're not talking to a real life 13-year-old girl.
But we're we're also like Two Broke Girls comes. At least 10 years after this show, and we are like society has like advanced. Like,
I don't know if it's advanced if it gets raunchier.
I mean, it's only getting
maybe
raunchier.
For a 14-year-old you.
Yeah, for 14-year-old me, the world just exploded.
Way more upskirts.
Well, something else exploded for 14-year-old Devin too.
No, it took
it's
me. A while.
Semen.
No, I don't want to talk
your
about
balls this. Filled with semen.
It filled with semen.
Fun fact: and Paris Hilton does not like to have sex. She's not a sexual person.
But she likes profiting off of it on
she
video.
She likes making movies about
and
it.
Her eyes are not blue. She wears contacts. They're brown.
That is a fun fact.
And she has size like 11 feet or 10 and a half or something
that
crazy
part
big.
I don't care about. That's not fun at all. She tell me something
special
fun.
Special shoes.
she gets stabbed in the head.
Have you seen the bling
House
ring?
House of Wax.
Yes, she does. No, I think you
I
showed me a
seen
little
that
bit
movie.
Of that movie.
I did watch that movie.
I saw it sober. I did not like it. I saw it stoned. It became one of my favorite movies, and I bought it, and I watch it all the time now.
The epitome of Alexis. Saw it sober. Didn't like it. Saw it stoned. I'm like, it's pretty good.
I did.
But Paris Hilton let them film in her house because it's all about, like, because
they rob her
robbed
house.
Her house.
Yeah, they rob her house in the movie.
It
was a true story, right?
Yeah.
She actually got robbed.
Yeah, they took the key from under her mat.
So wait, so she got robbed in real life and then profited off it by letting them film in her house?
Of course
house?
She
that's
did.
Pretty, it's pretty baller.
Business savvy. I don't know how much money she
classic
made.
Classic Hilton move.
Her parents probably didn't tell her that at all.
Also, Donald Trump's a close family friend, and he reviewed her book. I wish I had it, but
did
I
did you just boo packing. Our 45th president of the United States?
Not my president.
You didn't let me finish.
It was mine.
Boo to anyone who... doesn't like him.
Thank you.
He signed her to his modeling agency.
His first 100 days were
which
flawless.
Is now closed, by the way.
Okay.
When Mar-a-Lago is a wonderful resort. Please don't talk about our president.
It's
like
no,
fact,
it's now called the Situation Room. So
Paris Hilton liked two of my Instagram posts. They were photos of her. But
of course they were.
How many... she's got to go through a lot.
I have
she
a couple photos of her.
I mean,
wearing a
T-shirt
of herself, and that is another big thing. Like, Kim Kardashian does that now. Like a couple, Kylie Jenner. Like a lot of the Kardashians kind of follow
so,
her footsteps.
Okay.
But Paris Hilton wearing like a T-shirt of herself, trailblazing.
With
Steve-O tattooed his face on his back before that, so he's the trailblazer.
So with that
T-shirt,
are you? Because that frustrates the hell out of me. Because that's just narcissism to the highest level. But are you into that because
we're
it's
narcissists
the,
at the highest level? We, want
we are.
At,
I am absolutely a narcissist. I will definitely acknowledge that.
But we're not at the highest level. We're
I like that
mid-range.
I said I'm a narcissist, not we are narcissists. But
God, do you think only of yourself, George?
That's true. But do you? Why do you find that to be a positive? Is it because it's a fashion statement?
Because it's just so fucking brilliant. I love it.
Why is it brilliant? Like, elaborate on that.
Because, like she's wearing a t-shirt of herself.
That's
and I know
that's
I have,
less
I have,
elaborate.
That's what we need you to elaborate.
I have, so it's her holding her book of with a picture of herself, you know, all splayed out in pink, wearing a pink t-shirt with her face on it.
That's the shirt.
I get it.
No, it's a, it's.
So she's like M.C. Escher.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin did it too. Do you think he's brilliant?
Sure. He also has that band about pizza.
Yeah. It's not very good.
Me, well,
not like our rap
people
group
didn't
about
appreciate.
Pizza.
That's true. Our rap about pizza was great.
It was way better than that.
People don't appreciate a lot of great artists till after they're dead. So.
I mean, Macaulay Culkin, I feel like was wearing it ironically though.
Oh, well, maybe she is
wait,
too.
Is Macaulay Culkin dead?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we will have a very solitary episode.
Sure.
We will have a very special episode with Macaulay Culkin.
I liked him. I have very fond memories of us watching the one where he was gay and killed somebody with Ajax.
No. Oh, no. Oh, Party Monster.
Party Monster. Yeah, and Saved, but Party Monster.
Saved is pretty good, too.
I'll never stop Party Monster.
It's okay. Marilyn Manson's in it, so it kind of brings it down a little bit. But, you know. Sorry, I burped a little bit there.
It's all right.
So we have the first season where they go to Arkansas and stay. And we have the second season where they drive up, where Paris Hilton drives a pink truck with Paul Green Airstream.
Route 66.
And we have the third one where they're interns and they go on a Greyhound bus.
Ooh.
Throughout the Northeast.
This is getting sadder because I'm realizing that I'm recognizing the seasons as you go on.
And then we have season four, where they were not friends and so they filmed them separately. This was the first season on E! And so they went to people's houses, and they replaced the wife for a day. So kind of like wife swapped.
So it's an entirely different show.
So the fifth one,
which is in my car, is they go to camp, and that was the most kind of contrived one, where they had like a different
each
camp
season
come
was
to
contrived
them.
Though. Like each sure. season well, is
like
a different thing.
It's more and
thing.
More like ridiculous.
I mean, I get it. Like especially, I think. Structurally, the road trip one works more.
I should have had you watch the one where they go to Kesha's house before Kesha's famous.
I don't know who Kesha. I don't know anything about Kesha. I know
the girl
a few
with the glitter.
Songs.
Somebody wants to TikTok. Do an episode on that.
In Kesha?
Yeah.
Right. She they go to Kesha's house before she's famous, and they try to hook up her mom with a date.
With Kesha?
No. So, Kesha's mom with a date.
Did Kesha become famous after this?
Yeah. But not because of it.
Not because of this.
But she also did backup vocals on Paris Hilton's CD and threw up in Paris Hilton's closet. And that was like some story she always told when she first started becoming famous.
Like one of those is a legitimate credit. The other one is throwing up in someone's garage.
Do you think Paris closet. Hilton feels bad that Kesha is more talented than her, even though she was famous
first? I wouldn't
first?
Say she's more talented. Paris
I would.
Hilton,
I would absolutely say that.
Singer. No, Paris Hilton's a great businesswoman. She has a hotel. She has like
she's
40 standalone stores or something internationally.
She has
she's
a hotel because her father.
It's easy to be a great
business. No, she opened her own.
It's easy to be a great business person if you are given a lot of money. If you start
Donald
off
Donald Trump is a
with
great
a lot
business
of money,
person.
No, Donald Trump closed down his businesses. He's the best at bankruptcy. He filed for all the bankruptcy personally. I don't think she's ever been bankrupt. She's like out with her 14th or 15th fragrance and it makes like millions of dollars a year. She has like a pet line and a kid line.
That whole
a
thing.
Kid line? Like a pet kid?
No, well, I mean.
Pet kids from the makers of Pet Rock.
Well, you
do
know
you
that.
Want a kid?
Well, it's like that, the pet
you
store
feed
pet
it for
people.
Cheap?
It always, I always feel like they
banana
sell
peels.
People. Anyway, no, she's really smart. She's a great businesswoman.
I don't know. The thing you told me about, like her flipping that in her favor, like the bling ring thing, like that's that's kind of a savvy move if that was indeed her that thought to do it. And
I feel like that's a publicist thing.
Well, so the lady who did it, Sofia Coppola, asked Paris Hilton to do it.
I feel like her, she's probably like, whatever. And then her publicist is like, yeah, absolutely. Get ahead of this thing.
How can we never give credit where credit is due?
I mean, maybe she is. Maybe she is, but I don't believe it. I really don't. I don't, like, I'm not saying she's nearly as dumb as she is on the show. I get that. Like, but it takes a lot to continue to be successful in the businesses that she's in.
And to cultivate an interest internationally when you don't really, as you say, like have much of a reason.
She doesn't have a brand other than just
herself.
The fact that she is her because she had a sex tape.
And you know how hard it is to brand yourself?
It's the same
with
Kim Kardashian.
We all try every day. And like,
but I mean like I know you love Kim Kardashian as well. I don't get it. I don't understand the appeal at all.
Kim Kardashian comes from a sentimental place.
I cannot
place.
Respect her in any way.
Well, the appeal is that...
And Paris Hilton started Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian used to be a closet organizer for Paris Hilton. There's a clip of Paris Hilton yelling at Kim Kardashian, or reprimanding Kim Kardashian, saying, don't talk when I talk, or whatever.
Well, at least Kim learned some lessons on how to make a buttload of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Also, have a sex tape and sell it.
Yeah, and it starts with having a lot of money.
Yeah. people knew who they were before they watched sex. Well, it was they were different because Paris was the famous one in the sex tape. Kim Kardashian at the time wasn't famous.
I thought Ray J
was the famous.
Oh, right.
Brandy's brother.
Yeah. I'm mixing up the.
And then Nicole
Richie.
Who
was the guy in Paris Hilton's? I can't remember.
It was just some random dude, I think, her boyfriend
some
at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Nicole Richie, she didn't always come. She came started out poor. Her mom was a roadie and was like a shitty parent and whatever. And like when
Nicole Richie actually has a really crazy backstory.
Yeah, and then she got adopted by Brenda and Lionel Richie because they fell in love with her. And they asked like the mom, they're like, hey, can we adopt your kid? And their mom's like, yeah, whatever, fuck it. And then
that's a good way to, you know, I could open my heart, but. Fuck it.
Yeah, you know, seriously. And so she was, like, the kind of mom that would just, like, leave, you know, her daughter, like, places and go and do drugs and fuck random people and then come
like
back and pick her
Lionel
up.
Lionel Richie?
Maybe.
It seems like there's no way those cross have didn't pass.
She looks a little half black, I'm not going to lie.
She is half black. She always points it out, too. She always, like, tells people in the simple life, she's like, I'm black, too.
The one defense of, like, look at these rich white girls, yeah, like, acting out in privilege, like, no, I'm half black.
This is my black friend, Nicole Richie.
Well, and she never says half, either. I think she just says, like, she's black, too, which I kind of like.
She identifies as...
Yeah.
She's like if Rachel Dolezal had a good reason.
No!
Oh, right, that lady. It took me a second to remember her.
No, like, I mean, like, so if I was, like, half white, like, I could be, like, I'm white, and then, like, other times it could be, like, I'm whatever else I am, you know, I'm just, like, half. Like, my brother, I just say he's, like, my brother.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's a little bit different. Like, well, no, it's
blood
not,
is
it's
blood,
not.
George.
No, it's not. I'm catching myself. I thought I was misunderstanding what you were saying for a second. I'm sorry. it's a little bit different. I don't consider Devin half black. I consider him full black.
Thank you.
Devin Lamar.
That
new album is fucking great.
I didn't realize you were referencing. I thought you were saying Devin, random black guy name. Devin Jamal.
Devin Washington. Devin Jango.
That is great. That is a great album, by the way.
Yes.
And DJ AM also makes a couple cameos in the later episodes of The Simple Life.
Show me something natural, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, like Richard Pryor with the afro or ass with the stretch marks.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is this?
He just quoted the album you listened to.
Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm not... We talked about this. I'm not a lyric guy.
Our friend Diego used to call him
a couple times.
Our friend Diego used to call stretch marks zebra stripes, and I always really like that.
Cool.
Zebras get poached. You gotta watch out.
Diego also wears a steam stovetop hat now, so I mean, what do you want from... Like, I don't know if I can listen to someone who wears those and a curly Q mustache, like, but still listens to, like, yeah, I'm a cross punk.
What do you identify as, George?
A person? I don't know. Like, I'm not
white.
Like, I'm a punker, you know.
I pay someone to identify for me.
Yeah, I don't fucking. I don't know. I don't identify as necessarily anything. I am what I am. There ain't nothing else. There ain't no more.
I really wish we could watch more. We have to do a marathon sometime.
You and Abby can do a marathon because
I think we should watch.
It's also how I judge. Boyfriend prospects is I'll watch The Simple Life with them, and if they like are into it or watch it with me and enjoy it, like
I am
maybe
always willing to watch pretty much anything. I mean, that's basically the point of the show at this point. You know, so if Abby wanted to watch it, I would watch it. Like, I've watched so many doomsday prepper type, like, what would happen if a black hole came right by
the bother me? What about global warming?
Well, no, these are just like fantastical ones. Like,
right, but why prep for that when you can prep for global warming?
Like, one of them was like a bunch of scientists saying, like, what would happen if aliens came? They're all like, oh, no, lasers and shit. Like, fucking who knows?
You do. You never know.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just this show, man. I don't get it. I don't see. It's like it's sloppy. I think that's for me the biggest thing is it's very poorly.
Well, this
made.
This was at the time when like these reality shows were like blowing up. Like, yeah. I mean, it's you had new. The Real World for forever, but this is like what we know reality shows is now.
Yeah, this is kind of like it is the Real World and Road Rules kind of mixed together.
Yeah, I just but love add money instead of. Yeah.
I just love that it's not like about. Fame necessarily, you know, and they're going there and being like, I'm Paris. Like,
that's literally the opening of the show, Alexis.
No, it is about fame.
That's 100%
no,
what it's about.
No, it's not like they have different lifestyles. In the it's opening, not the fame. It's
in
not
the
like,
opening of the show, one person says, ooh, is that Paris Hilton?
Right, but like, so they go in the grocery store and like the one, they go like, are you that, like, they go to Paris Hilton, they're like, are you that richy girl? And she's like, that rich girl? And she's like, yeah. Or like, they don't, like, nobody really cares. They just kind of. I don't know. No one really cares that much, you know? It's not like you go up and take a photo.
The people they're living with don't care.
Yeah, but there's no, like, self-absorption, you know? Like, I mean, you see somebody now, like, so I saw Bill Maher.
Did you just say there's not any self-absorption?
Yes. So I saw Bill Maher recently, and
we'll let it slide, sure, why not?
And he refused to take pictures with anybody, which I was kind of upset about. Although he did squeeze my
Bill
hand
Maher?
For a
yeah, because Bill Maher's a complete cockhole. No,
but his reason was like you need to live in the moment and like, you know, pictures.
No, that's just a lazy excuse for saying I don't want to sign autographs because I'm an asshole.
But he squeezed my hand extra. But anyway, but like so
cool.
Bill Maher. Bill Maher.
But like so but like well, because I asked him what
I'm
he was
doing.
I'm
never gonna squeeze this hand again.
I asked him what he was doing after the show and he like gave me like a little bit extra look. But anyway,
cool.
So,
he's like, I can't wait.
I don't know where you're going with.
I can't
this.
Wait to demean the shit out of you. I'm Bill Maher.
You know what? I don't like Muslims either. I just, you know, not racist or anything. I just don't like.
He doesn't like all religions.
That
remember?
Into his sex routine. You know?
I made a movie about it. It's okay.
I like that's an okay movie.
No, it's not. Go ahead.
I like Bill Maher. So, but like. There's no one like going up and taking pictures. Like, there's no. Yeah, it's just it's. No one cared. No one had like a format to display that stuff. You know,
because
you could like tell your neighbor or whatever, or you know, be on the local news. But besides that, like,
well, that didn't happen on the show because producers wouldn't allow that. Like, the whole point of the show is something different. I there's no way they didn't have people.
Yeah.
Signing the people they had on the show signed contracts saying we don't want you to do this, this, and this.
We
what about
allow,
on the road
we'll
tripping?
Allow you to appear.
Or
the
like,
same thing. They had people. They always stop and set
oh,
up
yeah.
like, all right, we're gonna do this thing now.
Oh, yeah.
So then they have people block off. So anyone who's you know, like
so
oh
looks,
my god, if they're following
so it looks
them
as simple
for some
and
reason,
normal as possible.
Yeah, and then it just it's all an illusion. You can't say it's not.
Well, I mean, they know, but like it wasn't just. I feel like in 2003, you just didn't give as much of a. Fuck about somebody you barely had heard of.
That's not true.
But she was not Paris Hilton. She was just like
she was one of the beginnings of that kind of.
But it was before she was like Paris. You know, it was just like
of a nobody
some kind
becoming,
of rich kid. Yeah,
yeah,
you know?
Somebody who did nothing and some just became famous for basically nothing.
This show did get her a lot more fans.
Oh yeah, no, this is the only thing she's done. Like at the time where it was like, oh, this is she's doing.
She
something.
She also has Paris Hilton, my new BFF, my new British BFF, my new Indian BFF. And Life According to Paris that was on the Oxygen Network, which you can get on Amazon Prime.
Plugs.
Plugs. Yeah, I can't wait for the plug section of this show.
And what else has she done?
No, I'm saying at the time. I'm not like now. Fine, cool. You know, she has something to.
Was helped skyrocket her for sure. And there's a reality aspect to all these shows if you watch it from the right perspective and realize that these people are spending all this time to do this. Specifically, mm-hmm. So there is that reality to
look
it, but
it from
there's
a
lot of
film historian perspective.
There's a lot of script involved, like when Paris was talking about, I forget what line she said in the second episode, but she like fucked it up. Like, oh, that's what it was. We need to make a special sausage for our special mm-hmm. friend. Like she fucked it up when she
yeah,
was
yeah, that's definitely
it.
A producer
like,
dog food thing.
Yeah,
like,
it's totally a scripted thing there. They
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah, they did some weird stuff. Like in one of the episodes in the first season, they do something with, like, the dairy farm, and they, like, repainted the dairy barn because it, like, wasn't the right color for TV. And,
yeah, I mean, this thing is just, it's fully made up, and that's fine.
But, like, they're also doing stuff that, like, you couldn't get them to do now.
Yeah, like
they're
the families aren't actors.
I mean, even, like, Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton, like, they're living in a bed, like, on a back porch with a well, or they're living in literally a, you know, Airstream trailer for a month or however long it was, you know, together. And as it goes on, then they get to go home, and it's not as, you know. But, like, in the beginning, like, they're doing shit that you couldn't get them to do. They're driving, like, janky-ass pickup trucks. Nicole Richie has to test cows for pregnancy, and they have one where she sticks her hand like into the.
That's like the only thing they had in the commercials. Like that.
Don't they cut off chicken heads too? At one point.
No, they just had to pluck chickens.
Oh, they only plucked them. But
you know, they go on an airplane and they take like the poop out of the airplane. You know, they do like stuff that I don't know.
They do stuff.
Even now you can only get stars to dance, you know, before you can do a lot more.
Well, I think I was going to say that
it was just new and fresh.
The people's interest in watching celebrities demean themselves is over, but that's definitely not true.
But I don't think they're necessarily demeaning themselves either. I think everyone was in for a good time. There's no.
Well, they're definitely. They're not demeaning themselves. They're being really shitty to other people.
They're demeaning the town. That's what I don't like, in a sense. They're like
super fucking mean.
They flaunt their richness.
That's what people say. That's what Tom says about The Daily Show and like their reporters, how they go and they kind of
report. But there's
these
are like The Daily Show with something like that is these are people who have they're on a soapbox yelling at someone on a soapbox. That's an argument. That's a, you know, tit for tat. But this is just like, this is punching down.
It's exploitation.
Yeah, this is just like, hey, look at this poor guy. Look how poor he is. Yeah. You know, it's like, fucking, what is there to gain from that?
I don't know, maybe we should blame Green Acres.
I would blame Green Acres. we'll probably have Tim Cornette on there. I think he was really into that.
They also do the Dukes of Hazzard like, voiceover dude.
Is that the same guy?
I don't think it's probably not the same guy, but it's
the Duke boys. Yeah.
Oh, they gotta learn how to make money making sausages now, otherwise they won't learn a lesson.
I'm gonna go fuck my sister. Be back in a few. Hope they don't get up to more hijinks.
Oh, it's so good. It's just so funny. You just watch it over and over.
You can learn
so many things from them.
Like
how to get out of doing things.
It does seem like Nicole Richie's the shittier person of the two. Like she was the one fucking around and like trying to cheat at making onion rings, and Paris is like, "You're the worst employee."
Paris was just kind of like, "Okay, let's just do this." Yeah. I mean, it's bad TV, but like, come on. Fucking
sorry. Well, you know, so I was talking to our friend that stopped by earlier, and we were talking about Nicole Richie, and he's like, you know, she just doesn't give a fuck. He's like, that's like the one person, he's like, in the world who doesn't give a fuck about anything, and it's true.
Yeah, but she's like the person who, like, she's like a rapper who sang, like, just makes a song about how much they don't give a fuck, which is, like, completely pointless, because it's like, if you didn't give a fuck, you wouldn't make a song about it.
I want to show you a music video about I Don't Give a Fuck after this, a rapper.
Well, I was going to say, also, Kendrick Lamar has one of those songs on this new album.
Every rapper has a song like that.
Yeah, but it's just, it's like, I don't fucking get it. Like, if you don't care, then you wouldn't dedicate any time to it. And it's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to dress in a Hardee's costume, and then I'm going to, or Sonic costume, and I'm going to go lay on the floor in a grocery store, because I don't give a fuck. You know, it's like, no, if you didn't give a fuck, you'd just stand there.
No, I guess they did also teach me to not give as much of a fuck as well. Like, when I do, like, when I'm faced with, like, authority at work, or or, like, when I get in trouble, you know, I kind of more approach it from, like, what would Nicole Richie do? Stand by.
Something that would get her fired.
Well, I've never been fired. You know, for my current job, I've come in consistently late for the past 2 years, about 7 minutes late.
Cool.
And when I get yelled at, I just say, like, you know, I mean, I don't know.
There's a difference between don't worry, be happy, and I don't give a fuck.
But then it's okay, and everyone knows that I'll be in 7 minutes late every day. And, you know, I think that if I didn't watch A Simple Life and I didn't feel like Nicole Richie, you know, maybe I'd...
So what you're saying is there's no room for self-improvement.
I don't give a fuck, George. No, there's always room for self-improvement.
Then why don't you come in not 7 minutes late? You're just setting a standard for yourself.
Well, I used to come in
else.
10 minutes late.
Well, you're setting a standard for yourself, but no
improvement.
One else.
Yeah. So my goal is for 5, and that'll be 3. I don't think I'm going to do anything past 3.
I'm 15 minutes early for work every day.
Look at you, overachiever. What has that gotten you?
Nothing. But I'm not late every day. I have dignity.
I pay someone to be late for me.
Yeah, it's like Kanye West says, fuck.
Oh, yeah, he does say fuck.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Something about, like, yeah. How...
I'll be late for that, blah, blah, blah. Are you talking about that song, or...
There's something about how... I don't know. Kanye West runs late, but you should be thankful that he shows up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it kind of runs in the same vein.
I forget the line now. I'm actually ashamed because I know the song you're talking about, but I'm like a big Kanye. You should be thankful for my lateness. I would even show up for this fake shit.
Go ape shit. Yeah.
My presence is a present. Kiss my ass.
Yeah. Oh, there's another one.
Hurry up with my damn croissant.
Cool.
Oh, and then Paris Hilton is very popular in the rap community. She signed with, what? She is. Can I show you? Can I show you things? Or
you
that...
can, but no one else is going to see it.
She's signed to, whatever label.
Interscope.
No, not Interscope.
Epitaph. No,
Bad
Greg,
Boys.
Greg Gherkin's really
good music. Rockefeller.
No, the one who's Lil Wayne having a beef? Birdman.
Cash
What's
money,
Birdman's
young money.
Cash? Is that is cash that Birdman's label? She yes. signed with Cash Money, or she was signed with Cash Money.
She put out one album, right?
She put out an album. She's come out with a couple singles since then. A couple music videos. She's been in a couple music videos.
What if we found out Nicki Minaj is just Paris Hilton in disguise this whole time?
I do love me some Nicki Minaj too.
Be offended, or would they be amazed, like Andy Kaufman style?
Well, so you're saying she's doing full blackface and stuff too, like
well, not necessarily
boobs.
Yeah.
I would say Nicole Richie would be offended for them.
But the fact that she pulled it off for so long,
it's
that
true.
Would be impressive.
But she's also like. Squandering her talent. Still,
I should know. Nicki Minaj.
No, she's very good, but I like that. I think we talked about this on the Mumble Rap episode where, like, I saw her do a freestyle where she was like crazy good, and then she kind of just does these like poppy songs now.
Yeah, who's popular from? But anyway, that's
she raps
other.
About that too. About how
Paris Hilton.
No, oh wait, we're talking about Paris Hilton or Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj
raps.
Same
about
thing.
How, like. Yeah,
I do like her on Monster. She's very good.
She could be like, what's that guy called that likes to party a lot? Andrew WK.
Ah, yes, the party man.
Eddie Murphy's girlfriend is a dude.
Wait, I don't get it.
My girl likes to party all the time. Party all the time.
Party all the time.
No, but there's that whole conspiracy where Andrew WK isn't really Andrew WK.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Like how he got replaced by like a new Andrew WK.
The hell's that mean? Mm-hmm. Is he a clone?
There's this whole
someone
weird...
explain this to me. Don't keep nodding. Like
Andrew WK, Eminem, Gucci Mane. There's a few of them that
really
a
Gucci
theory Mane. Yeah, I said after he got out of prison, he was a robot.
Oh, because
or a clone.
Lost all that weight.
What is happening? I don't know.
Everybody watched Westworld and got really freaked out.
Oh, I do like Westworld.
Oh no, I watched some movie that was kind of like Westworld.
Because Westworld's a movie as well.
Right? No, but it wasn't Westworld. Right, like before that and
Jurassic Park.
Okay. Ex Machina.
I don't remember.
It's probably not Ex Machina. It doesn't seem like a movie you'd watch.
My Fellow Americans is my favorite movie. I just want to shout out to that.
That and Grumpy Old Men.
Yes.
And Gone Fishing.
Also, that is very quality with Danny Glover, who I now confuse with Donald Glover. And Joe Pesci.
Wait, then who's Crispin Glover?
I would love to watch a remake of Gone Fishing with Donald Glover and Crispin Glover.
Oh, Make it happen. Jess Smith, make it happen.
Just Donald Glover from Atlanta and Crispin Glover from Back to the Future Part 2.
Oh, man. Too many Glovers.
Too many Glovers.
Let's make one just... with the hamburger helper glove, too. The oven mitt.
No, that's Pillsbury Doughboy.
That is getting such way a good movie. I own it on DVD.
This Doughboy brings me back to rap, 3-6 Mafia, Doughboy Fresh, Juicy J, Lil Wayne, Paris Hilton.
I was going to say, yeah. I saw Gangsta Boo open for Run the Jewels.
Oh, you've seen Run the Jewels and I haven't.
Yeah, Run the Jewels is fucking sick.
You don't deserve
Gangsta
that
Boo
shit.
Gangsta Boo sucked. I don't get the appeal of Gangsta Boo
Gangsta
at
Boo's
all.
Whatever. I wish I could have seen Run the Jewels. You Run are the Jewels is fucking honored amazing. To have seen that. Why are we talking about rap now?
Paris- I do just want to clarify that I love my job, even though I show up a couple minutes late.
To bring it back around, the point of this
let's,
is
let's
that
close this up.
Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie don't like their jobs. Alexis likes her job.
But I can still learn things. Like, I don't know how to put liquids in a container.
You know, not doing something doesn't mean learning it. Like, you don't know how to... In fact, you didn't learn something by loading a dishwasher and using it.
I mean, like, I get the concept. You put the stuff in the proper place so it doesn't, like, fall over. And then you, like, put in the dish thing and then you put the timer just like you do with the dishwasher or clothes washer, and you know, you let it go.
But wait, do you wear dishes?
She does sometimes.
Do you eat food off of clothes?
She's like a Lady Gaga costume.
Ew, I don't like I do not like Lady Gaga.
All right, well, we're gonna have to. Yeah, I like Gaga for as much
I am not
I
giving her a second shot. Right. You should all give The Simple Life a second shot.
Well, let's have some
I highly
closing.
Recommend it. You can get it online on DVD.
Please don't slam the DVDs on the table while we're recording a podcast. Like their fucking card deck.
I'm just shuffling. You know, you don't know what episode you're going to get next.
Well, let's get into closing arguments. Devin, I'm very mad at you, but I already know this answer. Would you consider the Simple Life a hit or a miss?
I think it's a hit. It's despite what it is and who stars in it, which I don't. So Claire told me Paris Hilton, she was with her in L.A.
Wait, what? Are you just now adding this to your girlfriend?
Yeah, can you
with Paris Hilton?
Well, I tried to
she
say it earlier.
She liked my Instagram post, so yeah. Geez.
I was going to say it. She lived in L.A. for a number of years, and she said Paris Hilton would come to... I believe it was a taco restaurant or something.
Taco Bell.
I've probably forgotten it terribly, but somewhere, and Paris Hilton would come, and, like, she'd be drunk as fuck, like, late at night, but she'd be, like, giving money out to, like, homeless people and just, like, buying food for people all the time, like, multiple occasions.
Yeah, there are some, like, very...
So maybe she's reformed.
Yeah, in The World According to Paris, she had to do community service for something, and... Or no, she wasn't even doing community service for something. This was a separate occasion. She was doing, like, soup kitchen shit for shits and giggles. And some woman called her Lindsay Lohan.
Shits and giggles, that's what I call charity work.
She confused her for someone else, like Lindsay Lohan. She's like, no, that's not me. And she's like, your earrings are really pretty. Can I have them? And Paris Sloan just, like, took them off and gave them to her and was like, yeah, here you go, you know.
Chill.
Yeah.
It's pretty chill. So this is a hit for you?
It's a hit for me. It's a always, hit for me it too. Always made me laugh. It still makes me laugh. Like, if you take yourself out of, like, who they are at all and just, like, it's funny to me. Like, there's a lot of really funny, like, Nicole Richie has some really funny smart-ass comments. They both have some really dumb moments that make me laugh, despite if it's real or not. Mm. I laugh, and I don't know. It's a hit. All
right. Yeah. Obviously, this is one... It's an obvious one, Alexis.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for you.
No, for you.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, it's always been a hit, though. Yeah. Even the older ones stand up over
so
time.
So as a hit, what would you warrant missers to? Or should we'll get into that after George's, because I know what George's answer is probably
It's going
to
be a hit as well, right?
That's we changed bullseye, right?
Bullseye.
Nice.
Bingo.
No, this is definitely a miss. I would never watch this show again. This is like, unless I know now that you've planted this seed in Abby's head.
Yes.
She literally asked when we were going out to smoke if it
You're
was streaming.
It.
And I'm like, God damn it, she's going to fucking buy it.
It's
she's
probably
gonna, on Hulu. It's probably like $5 DVD, those.
Yeah, she's definitely going to buy it now. And I'm
it's probably on Hulu.
But yeah, I have no desire to ever watch the show again.
The discs are two-sided too, which could be
I fucking hate that.
A bonus.
That was like, I had that experience, the first time I ever had that experience was with my Spaceballs DVD. And that drove me nuts because I always wanted to watch the widescreen, but I always got the full screen. I'm like, God, I don't want to even get up.
Which one's the opposite? So, wait, if this is side A.
But apparently it's the upside, whatever you're reading on the upside. But
what if the upside's down?
I don't get this. I don't get it at all. I don't find it funny. I find it annoying.
That doesn't just like...
You had to have laughed at salty anal wiener burgers.
I didn't. See, that's like right up my alley.
Salty anal wiener burgers?
Like, I dislike these characters so much that I'm like, God, I don't fucking... Like, they're just being assholes to these people who are doing nothing to them.
Yeah, I guess because... This goes back to watching it as a kid when I didn't think about the world and harming people. That completely was removed from me when I watched it. I was a 13-year-old, 14-year-old shithead, and I didn't care about these people's feelings, so I thought it was hilarious. I don't get
how they're hurting them.
They're not physically hurting them, but they're making those two managers, at least in the Sonic, they're making it
granted, like, those people probably don't give a fuck, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, they're working at a fucking fast food restaurant. Yeah. Who cares? But, like...
That's what they signed up for, no? Is, hey...
No, they did not sign up for that. I mean, they knew what they were getting into when they signed up for the show, but at the same point, like, that is frustrating as all shit when you're trying to... When your job's hard enough as it is. Like, that's like... That is the equivalent of some guy being like, my milkshake is not cold enough, and then they just fucking throw a fit... In the thing, and it's just like, no, but now they get to work for you.
But they were really nice to the guests. They like sweaty men.
That's fine, but like
sweat a lot.
People need to be nice to the fast food workers. Like, it's a shitty job. Like, if it weren't for them, you wouldn't have.
But
that
then the
food.
Show wouldn't be interesting.
That's so, true. Yeah. I get it. Like, I don't want to spend time with these
exactly.
people.
So, I do.
No, what 14-year-old me definitely did.
Oh. I mean, I get it. I watch porn. I've seen the video. You know, like...
But she does...
It's not a good video.
She doesn't like to have sex.
Okay.
So why would it be a good video?
It's not a good video. It never was going to be a good video, but it was huge. What were you going to say earlier? Or one of you guys was going to say something.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You were going to say something until George had his closing
statements. Oh, yeah. I was going to say what... Sum it up in a couple sentences. Why do you think people who dislike this show should like it?
Because it's pioneering. Okay. It is. It's especially because we have such a reality TV show. So many people, everyone you know, just like cancer. Everyone's either cancer or likes reality TV. Something like that.
Yeah.
And it touches all our lives.
Exactly.
And, like cancer.
Yeah. Or the heroin epidemic.
Yeah, these are great analogies.
And this is this was the start.
ISIS.
I don't know.
Donald Trump.
He does touch all our lives, and that does actually turn back to Paris Hilton. But, you know, it's the beginning of something. It's nice to understand where it came from and appreciate it and to see how far we've come and how much celebrity has changed just to see, like, some fucking 20-year-olds fuck with some... people, you know, some rich people fuck with some poor people. I don't know. Is that good? Does that make you want to watch it? Probably not.
No.
You tried.
It's no Jackass, that's for sure.
Well,
or Wild
it's
Boys.
Like the girl version of Jackass. Those people are much meaner.
I liked Wild Boys. The girl version.
No, Jackass wasn't mean.
Yes,
Jackass
it was.
Could go
Jackass
mean.
Jackass went
it
mean.
It got mean, but it wasn't intentional.
When they had
mean.
Those like midgets and the that was really funny. It was one of my favorite
Preston
scenes.
Preston Lacey.
But like
they were mean to Preston, but like he was part of the group. I don't know. That's a little different, but it's a discussion for.
They were mean
time.
To each other, so
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
But I mean, that's like being mean to your best friend.
Yeah.
Well, they're my best friends.
And I've known her.
So
for
be
15
mean to
years.
Them. No.
I've known her longer. I think I've known her longer than I know most people who aren't my family.
I knew George since freshman year.
But sure, Paris
Hilton
and Nicole Richie are her best friends. Sure, whatever. That's okay. Cool. She lives
fair.
With me. It's not a big deal.
Not for too much longer.
Yeah, thank God.
I can feel the love.
All right. Well, Alexis, I get thank you for coming on.
And
not,
in,
don't I'm not thanking you for making us watch this.
But. In the immortal words of Paris Hilton, that's hot.
All right, bye.
Oh.
What do you think, Devin? A, hi, I'm George Dunn. Or B, hi, I'm George Dunn.
It sounded exactly the same.
I was cutting out the low end on one of them, so go
really?
Fuck yourself.
Sorry, I'm deaf on the low end, so fuck you. I'm legally deaf on the low end.
Good.